You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Trees would be falling. Listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand, stand. Now face no think about direction. Wonder why you have it now.
Stand in the place where you live, stand in the place where you work, stand in the place where you are, and has that not been the way we have done business for the last two decades? Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to the show tonight. Another high-octane, high-energy show this Saturday evening, August the 20th. Maybe Greg Johnson's best appearance ever. It's not that he's ever done a less than great job, but I don't know. Everything just seems and sounds and feels better these days, and I really want to thank Greg for being back with us tonight as our featured guest. And we go now to Keith Alexander, who is out of the studio this evening. He had a conflict, but is joining us on the phone for an hour on the heels of Greg's appearance. And Keith, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing great. Everything's wonderful here in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
I bet better after the news of Tuesday. So on Tuesday, the very last member of the Bush-Cheney dynasty fell. Trump has completely destroyed the Bush and Cheney political dynasties. It was incredible, and it was great to see Liz Cheney have her political head roll, and she's gone. And it looks like you're going to have, I don't know much about the person who's taken over there other than her name. It would appear as though she's another America First type candidate, will probably vote the way Marjorie Taylor Greene does. And that's certainly an improvement. I think Rand Paul said it best. You have certainly a member of a family whose warmongering nature has caused the death and destruction of millions. Always good when you can get rid of somebody like that.
Well, if you go to hell, you'll meet the Cheneys down there. I can tell you that. eventually. It's also the end of a particular type of blatant political manipulation that I hope we've now seen the last gasp of, and that is using red states as a parking place for Washington apparatchiks like the Cheneys, like Dick Cheney. He preceded his daughter as either a senator or congressman from Wyoming. Wyoming is one of the few states that has more senators than it does congressmen. Because
that's right.
That's populated. Right. But see, Liz Cheney has nothing at all to do with Wyoming. And I think Donald Trump Jr. said at least now she won't have to pretend to be from Wyoming anymore.
I liked that comment. I saw that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we had Bill Brock do the same thing out of Tennessee back in the 70s. You know, Bill Brock of the Brock Candy fortune fame. They did this to a lot of states. They got these Washington insiders and put them out at these outposts, and the credulous local people just went along with it. That is not going to happen again, I don't think, in Wyoming, unless they put under the new IRS 80,000 plus hiring initiative to bring in all of these auditors and everything and to give people grief. Unless they put all of the state of Wyoming in jail with IRS audits, we're not going to see the people of Wyoming do that again, because what I understand now is that everybody is now an identitarian over there. Everybody is a cowboy. All of the politicians now wear cowboy hats and pack heat, have a gun on them.
See, that's the thing, Keith. That's the thing. I mean, what it's amazing to look back and wonder how the people of Wyoming could have ever elected people like Dick and Liz Cheney when you go and hear the kinds of things they are saying now. But it's, again, it's what we were talking about with Greg, perhaps just the what happens when you have an idea whose time has come. Everything changes. And we've always said the people would change very quickly once it becomes the path, not necessarily to expediency or wealth or status, although certainly more will come our way when that happens. But even when they're just given safe cover and given a different option, how quickly the people can change. And it's certainly really evident there, because this has reversed decades of a Cheney being in high elected office.
White people were ashamed to own their whiteness. You know, I remember when the Tea Party started, and they were one of the great objections to the Tea Party was it was so white. And all the Tea Party people would be saying, no, that's just a coincidence, you know. And then they would be looking for that black Tea Partier to put up on the stage. And there are so many other situations like that with the Republicans.
Well, you know, I actually, just to say this before you move from the Tea Party, I actually wrote my book in direct response to the Tea Party. It was written in 2010 in direct response to their cuckery.
Well, the cuckery is no more. People are coming out of the shadows and saying, say it loud, I'm white and I'm proud, to, give a variation to James Brown's famous comment about say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. White people, cowboy people, Westerners, Southerners, Midwesterners, all sorts of people now are owning their whiteness proudly and proclaiming it. And that is a really good sign. That is the beginning of, I think, a revolutionary change. Now, we're going to have a real showdown in the next couple of elections. We're going to see how bold the left is about cheating in elections. And I imagine they're just as bold as you would fear they would be. Also, you're going to see just how, when Trump came in, it panicked the left. They said, how could a guy like this get in? He could derail the whole thing. So, one, they had to get him out. And two, once they got him out, they said, forget about being subtle, being incremental, being slow motion. We're going to put the pedal to the metal and we're going to go full blast, you know, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead with our agenda. And this is their own undoing now, because the sexual deviancy is a civil right. Initiative they have now is transgenderism and homosexuality and, you know, all these other various, non-kosher type of sexual practices. That's a bridge too far for a large part of their coalition, namely blacks and Hispanics. And we're seeing coalition crumble right before our eyes.
And not fast enough, but quickly enough to get us very excited about the prospects and where it could go. We'll be right back. American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
All right, so Keith Alexander and yours truly are talking about the news and events of the week that was right here live on your radio tonight. And so we were talking in that last segment about the demise of Liz Cheney. And certainly, Keith, I am concerned with potential voter fraud and all of that. But they couldn't cheat enough to keep Cheney in there. What'd she lose by? 2-1? So, I mean, it does look as though they're not going to take every election or cheat every election. And then you had Sarah Palin, who advanced to the next round. I didn't like to see the incumbent
senator. But Murkowski won. That was a real disappointment to me. Murkowski pulling out a close one in Alaska for Senate.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was a downer, one of the few we've suffered in recent months. But you know, Palin's a huckster. She's an entertainer. But she's going to still vote probably right most of the time on most of the issues. So didn't like, as you said, the senator advancing, but it's still all going.
Let me tell you, something just occurred to me over the break about Liz Cheney. There's been this movement to make the District of Columbia a state and say they didn't have proper representation, no voting representation in the halls of Congress. Well, Liz Cheney and her father, Dick Cheney, were the rebuttal to that argument because they represented Washington, D.C. Exclusively during their tenure there. And they totally ignored the interests of the people of Wyoming. And by the way, the people of Wyoming, if you want to get in touch with your heritage, go to Netflix or somewhere. You can get it on YouTube and watch Shane, the 1953 movie classic Western with Alan Ladd and Van Heflin and Gene Arthur. That is set in Wyoming. That will give you, if that doesn't make your heart swell with pride for being a person from Wyoming, I don't know what will.
So you think that's a better movie to recommend than something that movies like they're producing now, like Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, right. Brokeback Mountain is what the Cheneys hoped and wished Wyoming would turn into, but thank goodness it didn't.
All right. Now, so last week, you'll remember, Keith, that another great show last week. I tell you, we were talking about this during the break, too. You were just talking about, folks, let's just say it. This is a good show. Over the last year, I have gone back and listened. Again, I'm here for all of it. So I hear what's going on. I'm hosting the program, so I never miss a show. I'm always here and present and a participant in it. But I've gone back more over the course of the last year and listened to rebroadcast and gone back and listened in the archives than I have probably at any time during the last 17 years combined. The last year. And I was talking with Greg Johnson about what a good job he did tonight and how it was one of our better interviews of the year. But really, I guess it was pretty much just on pace for what we would expect an interview to be like this year. Because then I was thinking, well, to say that it was one of the best of the year means that all of the other interviews that we've done weren't quite as good as that. And I don't know if I can say that. I think everybody that has come on this year has just been a 10 out of 10. I was going back thinking about when we had Sam Dixon and Charles Balsman and the March Around the World. I think everybody we've had has been a grand slam. Greg did great, and I was in the moment, but I think they've all been on that level now that I kind of reassess and think about it.
Well, I'll even take it up a notch higher. I think our show is the best show on the radio. We provide information and an outlook that otherwise has no voice in the media. And we're actually on terrestrial radio. And I think that we basically tap into a large part of the electorate that basically is without a voice. And we're getting better and better at refining the message and getting things across. Like you said, every one of these shows has been a bell ringer. And I've got my fingers crossed, but, you know, let me say that I think that we've really got a good thing going here. And, you know, who knows if Trump gets elected, maybe, and, you know.
You still want a paid job.
And they take over Fox News. If they take over Fox News or if they take over CNN or something like that, I'm to see you broadcasting and really, you know, upsetting the apple cart for them.
I don't know what we would do if we actually got paid for it all, but I tell you, yeah, it'd be the overnight 20-year success story. But I listen, I just want to. I'm not saying all that to praise myself or Keith, but really,
well, I'll
the
do
guests.
The praise for you. You don't have to praise yourself. I'm gonna praise you. You are the one true radio professional. Someone else is just saying. A person with good insights or instincts and who needs a voice, but you could be on CNN or anywhere. In fact, you're so much better than the people that have there. Brian Stelter, for example, you are so much more of a talent than these people that they're not even in the same ballpark.
You know, all right, we got to get back to work, but I appreciate you saying that, and it's making me fantasize. I mean, could you imagine – after the revolution, there's instead of Hannity and Combs, you've got me and you sitting at a desk like that, bringing on Sam Dixon and Peter Brimelo and Jared Taylor and Mark Weber and Nick Griffin and all of these people who have given so much talent and content to the program over all of these years. You know, the regular guest lineup, we're doing that on national television with millions of listeners. And, you know, I don't know. It's something to think about. It's something to think about. But I'll tell you what, if we ever do get that chance, I would never do it. I wouldn't do it a bit different. I would do it exactly the way we're doing it now. And the way we've done it, Keith, the way we have done it has made an impact. There is no doubt about it. I think it has to be people like us and the guests that we feature. We have to go out there and get beaten and bloodied and take the hits before other people will be comfortable stepping up and taking a few licks of their own. I think you have to have people out there that are giving people cover, and we've been a part of it.
Well, that's what's happened. That's the difference between the Tea Party and the electorate of Wyoming today. You know, before they were trying to downplay their whiteness, or trying to deflect it, and, you know, they, as if their ideas had no, some minority group member, particularly a black, chimed in with them. Now they're showing up to campaign in cowboy hats and with revolvers on their hips. So, you know, they're owning themselves. And, you know, if Trump is going to clean house in the deep state, why not clean house in the deep media? You know, and really, if you leave all those media people in place, it's just a matter of time before they gain back control because they're going to control the messaging. And we've got to get our message out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sam Bushman and I, and Sam Bushman's going to be on in the very next hour, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is our closer tonight. But we often wondered about that. I mean, you could tell, if you paid attention for 1 minute, the entire constellation of the global media was opposed to Trump, every single mouthpiece, every single organ. But instead of having alternative news medias, media representatives in the White House press briefings to build them up, whether it be, well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of them out there now. I mean, we're certainly one of them. We've been doing it longer than the others, but there's a lot of people with a lot of talent out there, even in the alt-light. But of course, there's a great collective of race-conscious whites doing it too. But why not have those people in there? Why not give them the press credentials and force the general public to go through their outlets to get their news instead of the controlled press? Now, yes, Trump did give us press credentials to a few events, and I'm thankful for him. Certainly no other presidential candidate ever did that, being able to go to the convention and the inauguration and a rally and things like that, and it's all well covered in the media.
But that's different, though, from turning on the TV and seeing James Edwards broadcasting, see?
Well, that's right. Yeah, so if he ever gets back, we're going to get our press credentials, Keith, and you and I go up there to the – well, that's the idea. And I don't think that's going to happen, but why not? I mean, what does he have to lose now? What are they going to do, call him a racist? try to impeach him? Try to indict him?
What are they going to do? They're going to have people like John Bolton and Ben Shapiro but on the other – the MAGA people.
Hey, Keith, you're breaking up just a little bit. I don't know. I know you're not here in the studio tonight. You're breaking up just a little bit. Well, hey, I tell you what. We're coming up on a break anyway, so that it'd be a good time for you to go out and straighten that aluminum foil there on the antenna. That's how we do it here. So we'll be right back with Keith Alexander. We are going to go back to the Trump raid, though. We'll quit talking about how great we are and how we should have our own nightly news broadcast following Tucker, and we'll get back to the raid. So stay tuned.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales in the United States remain flat in July despite slight inflation easing. Analysts were expecting a slight increase. The numbers out Wednesday from the Commerce Department show that while sales were basically unchanged from June, they were nearly 11% higher than the same time last year. Russian forces continue to control a major nuclear power plant in south-central Ukraine after seizing it back in March. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for the Russian military to take actions to prevent a disaster.
It is urgent to allow the inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and to ensure the withdrawal of all Russian forces.
The Russian military has been firing rockets and missiles on Ukrainian cities from the plant. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A continued drought in the western part of the country is causing more action to be taken by the federal government.
Federal officials are warning that the Colorado River system is at a, quote, tipping point, unquote, amid a drought crisis that demands big reductions in water allocation along the river. The U.S. Interior Department did not announce any mandatory water cuts for New Mexico, but the state's existing water conservation programs could be under increased scrutiny. The Colorado River serves more than 40 million people across 7 states and Mexico. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Catholic Vote this week launched a $1 million ag campaign confronting President Joe Biden over a rash of attacks on churches by pro-abortion groups protesting the Supreme Court ruling that struck down Roe v. Wade. The ads will air in Wisconsin and Arizona as well as a number of key districts in other states across the country. USA Radio News.
Okay, so if you remember last week's show, folks, it was supposed to be and would have been a three-hour treatment on the five-year anniversary of Charlottesville. But then the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. And that would have normally been a story that we would have spent an entire show on, I think. But what we ended up doing was splitting it down the middle, mostly. We did 2 hours, two great hours, with eyewitness recollections on Charlottesville. And the first hour, Keith and I talked about the Mar-a-Lago raid. And I told you last week that we were going to spend the full 3 hours this week talking about the raid. And I think we're right at halfway through the show, and we've spent part of one segment with Greg Johnson on the raid. So not quite three full hours, but we are going to spend a few minutes on it now and in the next hour with Sam Bushman. So, Keith, let's get back to this for a minute. I think we covered the broad strokes and did a pretty good job in the first hour last week of breaking it down from our point of view. But since then, two of our favorite commentators, Pat Buchanan and Paul Craig Roberts, have written articles on the topic and on the subject. And in their articles, in their respective articles, they include questions. And so I'm going to read the questions that they posed in their articles and have Keith Alexander answer them. I thought that'd be a neat little game to play. So here's Pat Buchanan talking about the ramifications of the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And he asks, does common ground even exist given the divisions in religion, race, and ethnicity and the seemingly irreconcilable disagreements over morality, ideology, culture, and politics? Has the great experiment run its course?
No, there is no common ground. Yes, the experiment has run its course. It is now time to allow people to have a true nation, a nation as the Bible defines nation, a people of common origins and common values and folkways. We need to divide into at least two and maybe more nations. And I think otherwise there's going to be tyranny. We've all been experiencing the tyranny of the left. There could possibly be a tyranny of the right. And if there's not a tyranny of the right, basically the left will continue to gnaw away like termites at the timbers of your house to bring the whole enterprise down. So there's no way that America can continue, to the pretense of being in one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Those words ring particularly hollow in today's America.
Okay, so that brings us to Paul Craig Roberts. You were talking about tyranny, and I don't think that that is too strong of a word. So here's Paul Craig Roberts. As we know, Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration. So this was an administration guy. And now, of course, he sees the government for what it is, perhaps he even did then. But I think this is the reason I say all that is, and Paul Craig Roberts has been on this show a time or two. It's interesting when you see former government officials speaking out like this. So I think Joe on the street speaking out against the federal government, that's one thing. But a former insider speaking this way, that certainly raises your eyebrow. So here's Paul Craig Roberts talking about specifically the FBI and the Department of Injustice. Clearly, he writes, none of these are good people. They are not people we can have any confidence in. These are not people we would let our sons or daughters marry. These are very bad people. Yet these very bad people are in control of our lives. Here's the question Paul Craig Roberts asks. What kind of Justice Department official would sign off on an FBI raid on a former U.S. president's home when the president is fully cooperating with the spurious investigation of him? Keith?
Well, let me tell you that this is the complete rebuttal of the Sean Hannity line that the FBI has a few rotten apples at the top, but most of the apples in the barrel are good, the rank and file. undoubtedly because he has members of the rank and file at the FBI among members of his own family, extended family. Well, the problem is this. If you are a righteous person like Paul Craig Roberts indicates in his article later on, you would have resigned before you would have served that warrant. Anybody that serves a warrant like that, I don't care if he drove the car out there, he or she is a rotten apple. And we need to clear all those people out. And I think that if Trump gets back in, he needs to either abolish the FBI or he needs to fire everybody and then take new applications and check their bona fides. Furthermore, he needs to look at recent resignations from the FBI, find out if they were resigning because of their objection to these, gangster raids. Basically, we have a gangster, the FBI is like a gangster organization now. It's gone beyond a banana republic. It's now a gangster regime.
Listen to this.
And they could be hired back on, those old people.
Well, you mentioned gangster regime, third world. Scott Perry, the United States Representative Scott Perry, a Republican out of Pennsylvania. I believe we mentioned this last week, but we've got some more details on it now, talking about the thuggery of the so-called federal law enforcement organizations. Further emphasizing their total disrespect for law and process, the Biden regime accosted, this is Paul Craig Roberts again, writing, U.S. Representative Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania while he was traveling with his family and took away his cell phone. Now, this is a direct quote from Representative Perry, a sitting member of Congress, Keith. This morning while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. Now, they did all of this because he had said he wanted to impeach Garland or abolish the FBI or something like that. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish. I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ, would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress, Perry said in his statement. My phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and personal private discussions with my wife, family, constituents, and friends. None of this is the government's business. So again, raiding a former president's home, and it looks as though there's nothing there. Raiding the home of the biggest threat to the establishment in terms of his likelihood of being elected president, and now seizing the private cell phones of members of Congress. This is new. This is, and it, Greg and Johnson and I were talking about this. It seems as though their overreach is going to be a miscalculation on their part.
Well, this is uncharted territory, okay? Or uncharted territory. This is something that's never happened before in America, okay? It didn't happen under Lincoln even during, repressing the Copperheads during the Civil War. This is, repressing the America First Party in the run-up to World War II. This is totally unprecedented and a total and complete misuse of the police authority by the left. It shows their desperation. They realize that they're in very big danger of losing control, and they deserve to lose control because they make up a tiny minority of the American population. Most Americans do not sign on to the woke agenda, and the woke agenda wants to be the one and only law in the United States. You know, we now have seen the affidavit, and I don't think it's going to be a nothing burger. I think they're going to insert documents in there. They are intending to charge Trump with violating the Espionage Act. And that has a provision in it that says that if you are in violation of it, you can no longer hold a federal job, including being the president. And that is going to be, that's what they're going to hang their hat on to disqualify Trump from being president again. This is all, there's method in their madness.
See,
that's
the thing, though.
Expedition.
No, there is, but there isn't. I agree with you. That's what they're seeing it as, and that's what they're hoping to accomplish. But as Greg Johnson said in the last hour, how many more millions of whites is that going to radicalize when they see it for what it is, which is just a raw and naked ruse to take out their opponent. I mean, and if Trump becomes a martyr, this actually helps our cause probably more. I think likely more.
Well, what it will hasten the devolution of this whole thing into bloodshed. Okay, and they have done their best to transform the U.S. military into a woke organization. They have basically made it an unappetizing option for the typical people they recruited into the military, which were rural whites, particularly rural white Southerners. So they have a woke army of homosexuals, transsexuals, lesbians, and, minorities. They're going to have a total control of that situation, you know. And that doesn't scare anybody. You think that Putin is scared of NATO homosexuals, you know, rattle members of
soy boys, yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. More on The Raid with Keith Alexander next.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Welcome back. One more segment with Keith Alexander the Great until we are reunited together for the full 3 hours next week in the studio. But, Keith, I want to read one more excerpt from Paul Craig Roberts' piece on The Raid, and then I want to get to a closing piece on this with you, this segment that was written at Identity Dixie. Identity Dixie by a gentleman named, if I'm pronouncing this right, Padraig Martin, P-A-R-A-I-G, over there at ID. But first, here is the parting shot from Paul Craig Roberts. The Democrats in power in Washington have weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice in an effort to criminalize President Trump. They tried this with Russiagate, with impeachment, with their fabricated January 6th insurrection, and now they have sent an army of FBI agents into Trump's home, relying on the prostitutes to tell a story of deep, dark, suspicious activities by Trump. He's right. This is just a continuation of all of the other things they have used to throw in his path as an obstacle. And look, Trump is what he is, and he isn't what he isn't. But I do think that within the eyes of his base, this restores his legacy to something of a champion.
Well, you have to ask yourself, why are they so scared of Trump? Trump proved in his first administration, his first presidency, that he, for example, is scared to death, either scared to death or totally on board with Jewish power and influence. So And he, you know, he spent the first 2 years of his regime passing Paul Ryan's typical Chamber of Commerce Republican budget. That was his basic accomplishment. So why are they so scared of him? I guess they're scared of him because this is the first political office he ever held, the first and only political office he held. And he proved that you can go from a private citizen straight to the top office in the nation and get in. They thought it was impossible for that to happen. I remember, think of all the talking head pseudo-conservatives like Ben Ferguson that were totally opposed to Trump when he came down the escalator back in 2015. And then, you know, now they're totally on board with him. You know, these are political chameleons. They'll do whatever it takes to ingratiate themselves to the powers that be. We were for him from the beginning. And this and a lot of American people haven't wavered. In fact, everything that they try to do to defy him and declaw him are gaining him popularity among the masses. So they know that he is a potential. They're not sure, but he is absolutely the only face on the horizon they are scared of. They are absolutely terrified of him getting in. Maybe they know something that we don't, but they are bound and determined to keep him out at all costs. And that's, I guess it's going to come down to the Supreme Court, James. They'll take him to a place like New York or Washington, D.C. to prosecute him. It's a foregone conclusion he'll be found guilty there. Then he'll go to the second circuit, probably, of the Court of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals. They'll confirm what has been done, and it will be up to the Supreme Court. And we'll find out if they have the courage and the backbone to stand up to the powers that be politically and find him not guilty.
Okay, so again, all of this stuff,
that's what it will come down to.
If it does get to the point where they actually put him in cuffs and put him in prison, I think you the likelihood of an actual hot civil war instead of just some sort of falling apart like the old Soviet Union did becomes much more likely. But let's go to this.
I don't see people in blue state America picking up arms, and I don't think that I think you're right. It's probably going to be just a falling apart like the old Soviet Union.
Well, that's, of course, what we hope. That's, of course, what we hope for, and not the alternative. But let these people continue to bumble and miscalculate. We'll see. I mean, anything could happen. But whatever's going to happen, a change is going to come, as Sam Cooke said. So here's the piece from ID. Here's the piece from Identity Dixie by Mr. Martin, and this is a pretty good excerpt. We actually posted this article this week at thepoliticalcesspool.org as well. He writes, I was shocked to see that a former president of the United States, Donald Trump, had his home raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is a profound turning point in Western history. For the better part of the past two centuries, the United States has enjoyed stability in part because it did not raid the homes of political rivals. But now it is so devastatingly rotten to its very core that anyone with eyes can see that unelected officials run the United States. For those who hate Trump, it is important to note that this raid is more than just Trump. Trump is a polarizing figure in American politics. Trump is also a billionaire. This is a powerful person in his own right with nearly 75 million supporters. The fact that they can attempt the gulag treatment on Trump should be a massive wake-up call to any ordinary, powerless citizen with an unpopular view. They're coming for you
or next. Or Scott Perry, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, so yes, and now the IRS has called up and conscripted 80,000 armed troops. The IRS has its own army now. I mean, all of this is incredible. The political instability that is on the rise, we've never seen this before, not here, not in my lifetime.
We're devolving into a police state, a classic police state. This makes the, you know, the Warsaw Pact countries, the Eastern Bloc, you know, pre-fall of the Soviet Union, Poland, places like that, makes them look like East Germany, makes them look like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. This is what we are devolving into, a police state in a fast and furious way. Is it going to end if they finally stuff and cuff Donald Trump and make it stick? I don't think so. They've learned that they can rule like this, and they will do it. Because the left, you know, like Alexander Dugin said, the left thinks that if you're not a progressive, you're a Nazi and deserve to be destroyed. That is the animating impulse behind the left today in America, the Democratic Party in particular. And, you know, this is a Rubicon moment for America. Are we going to cross the Rubicon? Once you cross the Rubicon, everything changes. And like you said, America, the American experiment had been based on the fact that you could have a peaceful transfer of power and that you could have trust in the election. You know, King George III said that if George Washington can walk away from that power and survive, then he's the greatest man in the world. And that's, you know, that's where the prestige of America came from in the rest of the world, that you could have free and fair elections and you didn't have to worry about reprisals from the new victors. But, you know, this is a whole new world, a whole new landscape in America that the left is forcing upon us.
Keith, we asked the rhetorical question from Pat Buchanan earlier, has the great experiment failed? Is it over? One of our listeners responds, yes, the great experiment, quote-unquote great experiment, the great experiment has been revealed as a disastrous failure, God's joke on Enlightenment arrogance. Not only that, our listener writes, but the cause of the South has been completely vindicated. Increasingly, I believe that I will live to see that noxious Union flag, their flag, beneath which Sherman and his rabble raped and pillaged our southern land, taken down throughout the South. And I asked, I put up a poll of our own, Keith, at my Twitter handle, at James Edwards TPC. And let me pull it up. Let me pull up the findings here just to make sure I get it right. And the question was, will the United, and I put in quotation marks, United, will the United States begin to split apart? And the three options were within a decade, within my lifetime, or never. And 44.3% against 44.3% said either within a decade or within my lifetime. Only 11.5% responded that it would not fall apart. So that you've got 88-89% of TPC listeners saying it's going to fall. It's coming down. And not because of us, by the way, because of them.
Well, you need to remember that the people that created the American Constitution and the American Revolution and the old America were basically Southerners. Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, George Mason, Patrick Henry, people like this. They were the great intellectuals and leading lights of the American experiment. Their spirit still lives in us. I think that the new, if we balkanize and finally do have a Southern Republic, that the new national anthem ought to be "I'm a Good Old Rebel." You know, it's that song which you may have heard before. But this is it. See, you know, we can't live with these people. They will not allow us to be in the same government as them without trying to tyrannically rule over us. And there's no way in the world that we can tolerate that. You know, no free people could tolerate such a situation.
Well, so this is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen, and the plot only thickens with the FBI raid and Liz Cheney's head rolling, politically speaking, of course, and everything else that we've been talking about since Biden went into occupation.
Well, see, what's happening with Trump is it's not a metaphorical head rolling. They have a real head rolling in mind. And that's what they're doing by using the FBI. Even in my wildest dreams, I can't imagine anybody on the right, let's say the government is taken over by the right, I can't see them prosecuting Liz Cheney, although she's responsible for as many deaths as anybody probably in the history of
America. Yeah, you know what? You know what I say to that? I might have said that 20 years ago, let bygones be bygones, but if our people ever take power again, they need to continue to operate by the rules set in place by our opponents. They need to take everything, and they need to go after all of them.
Right.
Turn about
well,
is fair play. We'll be back. Thank you, Keith.
You're quite welcome, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, talk to you next week, my friend. Sam Bushman up next to wrap us up tonight.